Aircheckdownloads.com.
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
Oh, yes. I feel it's going to be a good show tonight, don't ask me why. After the abysmal, dreadful first 2 hours last night, we really pulled it back at midnight. And let me just say now that I'm undecided about banning kids from the show. Because, of course, like, if I allow kids to come on and start doing their thing, and then the next link I say something about bottom burps or something, or tummy bananas, then we're going to get people complaining that kids shouldn't be allowed to listen and all that nonsense. And it's not very fair. It's very unfair on the 15-year-olds and stuff, because, you know, it's like when you're 15, you know, you don't know any better. You're the oldest you've ever been, obviously, Chris, hey? But, so I'm going to have to put my foot down. Oh, I don't know. I'll play it by ear. If you want to phone up, you can do so. But if I think you're too young, then you are off.
Gloucester, 33 11 44.
Let's go.
I hope you comprehend.
Better Music Mix. Simply Red, Mr. Ginger with Stars. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Late Bit. On the show tonight, the busy one, True or False, Showbiz Nudes, our Big 5-2 feature, more things to stick in our Late Bit wall, plus the life and times of Mozart. Now that a lot of the young people are on holiday, a lot of the students are on holiday, and we're kind of getting into April, I feel that, also the fact that we're in Radar Survey, listener sweeps, I feel that I should be educating my audience, and we'll be doing that tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, the new boss of the radio station still hasn't left me a memo or anything. Still hasn't called me to say, hello, I'm the new boss. I don't know what the hell's going on there. I don't know if it's a sign, ladies and gentlemen. Or whether he's scared. I'm not sure. But I'll keep you updated on the new boss update. And at what? Looking at my new technical screen, it says Scouser on line 7. All the regulars now get priority, so it seems. Mark McCabe first, and now Scouser's on line 7. All right, Scouser it is. Late, but hello.
Hello.
Scouser.
Late.
Hey.
I've got a new criteria for the show.
You've got a new criteria for the show?
Yeah.
Right.
No school children.
Well, do you know, I was thinking about that, and I'm thinking maybe we should let the kids come on for the first 45 minutes of the show.
You've lost it. Your phone's just been cut off then.
No, I'm still here. It's just we haven't paid the bill, so BT should keep trying to switch on.
No school children, right?
Right.
All the normal lunatics like me, Robin and Mark McCabe, yes.
Yes, right.
But girls who look like Lindsay Dawn McKenzie over 16.
You want them as well?
That's fair enough, isn't it?
Do you know, I think so.
Right.
You know, Lindsay Dawn McKenzie is only 17.
Yeah, but she's only just turned 17.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
I mean, you look at the picture and you think, well, hey, and then Alfie thinks, whoa, no, I shouldn't be thinking such thoughts. But you can't help it, can you?
Well, I'll tell you something, you're going to end up getting solicitors' letters and everything for corrupting children's minds if this carries on.
Oh, well, I'm not. I tell them they're not allowed to listen to the show after 10 o'clock. It's nothing to do with me if the parents are so slack that their kids are listening. Now stop messing with my phone. Scouser? Oh, great. Hello?
Hello. Listen, do you want to start again?
Is that you or me?
It's you, it's not me.
It's not me?
Listen, my phone's in perfect working order.
Oh,
I pay
great.
My bills.
And now the phones are not working. What a great start to the show this has been.
It's a crap show, isn't it? The reason I thought to ring you up early was I didn't want 2 hours of nonsense.
Hey, no, listen, you've got to admit, last night, granted, the first 2 hours were put, but we pulled it back.
Oh, yeah.
We did pull it back.
Past 12.
For once, the last 2 hours were better than the first two. And I brought... I forgot. Do you know, I bought some... get this, because I always start getting tired about like 12:30, 12:45.
Go on.
And so I bought some of this, and this is absolutely true. I actually forgot it. I've left it at home, but I bought some of this Red Bull. You know this energy drink?
Yeah.
Because it's not, you know, advertised, you would never underestimate what a Red Bull can do, that one. Well, apparently, because it's not alcohol or anything, it's an energy drink, but apparently, according to various sources and friends of mine, you have a couple of these, and you're awake for the next 3 years.
Well, I've had half a bottle of Blue Stripe, and I'm wide awake.
No, well, there you go, mate, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, listen, I'll speak to you later. I'm going to go sort these phones out.
Yeah, and sort that new criteria out. Yeah, so everyone will be happy with that, believe.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
There you go. Scouser, ladies and gentlemen, and trouble with the phone, so it may seem. But if you still want to try, even though the phones look a bit cream crackered, then call us right now.
Gloucester, 33 11 44. What?
Hello. Didn't think my microphone was switched on there. It made a noise and you heard me. That's right. Oh. All right, let's go to the outbreak. No wonder I'm not being nominated for the Sonys this year.
A big radio award ceremony in London, we haven't won.
On the way, Seal, Lionel Richie, Crowded House, The Cure, and next, ladies and gentlemen, new song from Bon Jovi, On the Late Bit.
Just great songs from the 80s.
My kind of music.
And 90s.
Oh, yeah!
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
Better music mix on the late bit. Bon Jovi and the rest of the Motley Crue. Oh, no, Motley Crue, another band, aren't they? and these days, on the late bit. Hello, this is Sean Connery, Chris Moyle speaking. Someone's left a copy of, and I don't want to know, I don't want to know who, but somebody has left a copy of, She magazine in the studio. And, you know, I don't mind admitting to you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not often I read She magazine, but this is the, issue for May 96, it's £2, which is a bargain. And I'm reading through, and you know you get, in like in all the men's magazines, you get all these, well, I know this, you get all the free samples of perfume and stuff. And there's one in here. There's a sample of ladies' perfume. And it's foul. Oh. Maybe foul, but it's getting me quite high, so... I'll be enjoying that for the rest of the show there.
Gloucester, 33
11 44. Oh, I didn't joke it. Okay, I'm going to go to the calls, and if we get any kids, they have a few seconds to prove their want before we cut them off. You'll see why. If the kids are bad, then, you know, you'll know they're bad. Let's go to right at the beginning. Let's go to line one. Hello, line one.
Hi, I just thought I'd say that I'm going to the Arsenal Leeds game, yeah?
Yeah.
And that Leeds are a load of poo, really.
Leeds are a load of poo, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the moment, I'd agree with you in that assumption.
Yeah?
Mm.
So you're going to lose on Saturday, ain't you?
I'm not going up till Saturday night.
All right.
So I'm not actually going to go to the match. But I will be watching, as usual, in the pub.
Yeah.
And I actually predict a Leeds win.
You do, well, your predictions are wrong, aren't they? Sorry.
Yeah, I know, but this time? Will be 2-1 to Leeds.
Nah, 3-1 Arsenal.
And your Boa will score twice because he needs a couple of good goals. If he's playing it.
Bergkamp, Adam, and I.
Well, I think you're gonna find out you're wrong.
No, mate.
All right, I bet you a Dairy Lee on it.
All right, I'll find you Monday.
All right, little nipper.
All right, see ya.
Bye. See, he was a cute kid. Yeah, cute kids are all right. Hello, late bit.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
All right, how are you?
You know that man that was on last week?
You know that...
Man, DJ.
Oh, yeah, who was filling in, Paul.
Who is he?
Who is he?
Mm.
He's my dad.
No, the one that did when you were away. He's some.
Yeah, he's Paul. He's my dad.
All right.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, bye then.
Bye then.
Late, but hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, can you play me a song, please?
No, we don't do requests on this show. Blimey, how long have we doing this now? Hello, late, but.
Hello, my name is Sylvia Buvia. I'm actually on the phone.
It's like, why have the kids on? This is why I'm putting my foot down with you kids.
I'm not a kid, though.
You see...
Hello, Chris.
It's sad when we have
it's
the kids.
It's me, Tristan.
Tristan? What, do you know your little brother? That's a loser, then, unfortunately, Tristan. Sorry about that, mate. Anyway, I say for your intelligent call-up, we'll be right back.
Waiter?
Yes, sir.
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
NewCheckDownloads.com.